Hallelujah, in the name of Lord Jesus Christ, I testify for the Lord.
奉主圣名为真道做见证。
Tonight I'd like to share with you the Lord added to the church daily.
今晚上要查考题目是主讲得救的人天天加给他们。
So far in Northern California, we have already finished two speech convocations.
在北加州我们至今已经完成了两个
And so far the Lord has not added any new members to our church.
迄今主并没有加添给我们新的信徒。
But we know that Pacifica and also San Jose Church, we have a spiritual convocation coming up.
我们都知道太平洋教会跟圣何济教会将要举开灵恩布道会。
Actually, we don't measure our church by how many people God bring to the church.
当然我们不是用主加添多少人来衡量我们的教会。
As long as we do what we need to do for our Lord.
只要我们照着本分为主去做。
As long as we do our part for the Lord.
只要我们尽了我们的责任。
And then if God gave us new members, we praise and thank God.
如果神加添给我们新的信徒, 我们当然感谢赞美他。
If God did not give us new members, we also praise and thank God.
如果神没有加添给我们新的信徒, 我们也同样的感谢赞美神。
Why? Because we have done our best.
因为我们已经尽了最大的努力。
But the question is, do every one of us do our best to go out there and preach the gospel?
关键是我们有没有每个人都尽力去传扬福音呢?
But actually, how can the Lord add new members to our church?
神要又如何加添这个新的人到教会来呢?
Let's go to the book of Acts, chapter 1.
我们看一下使徒行传第一章。
The book of Acts, chapter 1, verse 8.
第八节。
Verse 8.
第八节。
But you shall receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you shall be witnesses to me in Jerusalem, and in all Judea and Samaria, and to the end of the earth.
但圣灵降临在你们身上，你们就必得着能力，并要在耶路撒冷、犹太全地和撒玛利亚，直到地极，做我的见证。
So we know during this time before our Lord ascended to heaven.
所以当主耶稣基督升天之前,
He told the disciples to stay in Jerusalem to receive the baptism of Holy Spirit.
他要门徒聚集在耶路撒冷等着圣灵的降临。
Because during that time, our Lord Jesus Christ wanted the disciples to evangelize and to preach the gospel from Jerusalem all the way to the end of the earth.
那个时候主要他们在耶路撒冷、犹太全地和撒玛利亚直到地极传福音。
But without receiving the Holy Spirit, it's impossible.
但是如果他们没有得到圣灵, 就没有什么事情可以做。
So that's why the Lord Jesus Christ tell them to wait in Jerusalem to receive the Holy Spirit.
所以主耶稣基督要他们在耶路撒冷等待圣灵的降临。
Because when they receive the Holy Spirit, they will have power to preach the gospel to the end of the earth.
当他们得到圣灵以后, 就有能力将福音传到地极。
So we know during the time the end of the earth is Rome itself.
我们知道那时的地级,所谓的地级就是罗马。
So from chapter 2 to chapter 28, the disciples did accomplish the task that our Lord Jesus Christ have given to them.
所以我们如果从第二章看一直到第28章, 那么门徒的确也做到了主耶稣基督所吩咐的。
Because during the time the gospel was preached to Jerusalem and then to Judea and then Samaria and then all the way to Rome.
当时福音也的确, 从耶路撒冷、犹太全地和撒玛利亚直到罗马。
But actually, without the Holy Spirit, it was impossible for them to preach all the way to Rome.
但是如果没有圣灵的话, 他们就无法将福音传到罗马。
So likewise for us.
同样的。
If we're not filled with the Spirit of God,
我们如果没有被神的灵所充满,
it's impossible to be able to win soul for Lord Jesus Christ.
我们也就不可能, 那么去拯救灵魂。
Because when we're preaching the gospel, we fight against Satan himself.
因为我们在传福音的时候, 我们是和撒旦来征战。
Because whoever live in darkness, whoever live under sin, live under the control of Satan.
因为那些生活在黑暗里面的人就是在撒旦的掌控之中。
But our Lord Jesus Christ tells us to go out there to bring people from darkness to light.
所以主耶稣要我们出去把人从黑暗里面带入光明。
To bring people from Satan to God.
也就是从撒旦来归向主。
So we sure that we're not fighting against flesh and blood.
所以我们不是和这个血气来征战的。
But rather we fight against Satan himself.
我们是和撒旦来征战。
So we're not filled with the Holy Spirit.
所以我们如果没有被圣灵所充满的话,
It's impossible for us to preach the gospel and win the soul for our Lord Jesus Christ.
我们就没有办法为主耶稣去传福音去拯救灵魂。
Why only the Spirit of God power can overcome Satan.
只有圣灵能够战胜魔鬼。
Actually, since I came to Christ, I experienced Satan many times.
当我来接受主之前，我有好几次经历到这个魔鬼的工作。
And every time I experience him, I feel so scared inside of me.
每一次我这个感到这个魔鬼工作的时候，我的内心就非常的恐惧。
Because I know if I fight against Satan with my physical body.
因为我知道我如果靠着血气之勇来和撒旦征战
It's impossible for me to overcome him.
是不可能来战胜他的
But if we have the Holy Spirit,
但是我们如果有圣灵的话
The Holy Spirit will give us the power to overcome Satan.
他就给我们能力来战胜魔鬼
But what happens if we don't have the Holy Spirit within us?
可是我们如果没有圣灵那怎么办呢
What happened if we're not filled with the Holy Spirit?
如果我们没有被圣灵所充满那又怎么样呢
Then told we cannot win overcome Satan.
那我们就无法来战胜魔鬼。
So that's why nowadays it's very difficult for us to win people's soul.
这就是为什么今天我们如此的困难来拯救灵魂。
Because sometimes we're not filled with the power of God.
主要的是我们没有被神的灵所充满。
Because we're not filled with the power of God, we cannot overcome and win the soul of people who supposed to be belong to God.
我们如果没有被圣灵所充满充满的话，就没有办法来这个拯救灵魂，拯救灵魂来归向主。
So this is the foundation for us to preach the gospel.
这就是我们传福音的基础。
We need to be filled with the Holy Spirit.
我们要被圣灵所充满。
How can we be filled with the Holy Spirit?
我们如何要被圣灵所充满呢
？Actually, there's only one way.
那么只有方法只有一个。
That is to pray to God.
那就是向神来祈求。
Let's find chapter 1 verse 13.
我们继续看《使徒行传》第一章十三节。
Say, and when they had entered, they went into an upper room where they were staying. Peter, James, John, and Andrew, Philip, and Thomas, Bartholomew, and Matthew, James, the son of Alphaeus, and Simon the Zealot, and Judas, the son of James, was 14.
十四节。
These all continued with one accord and to pray and supplication with the women and Mary, the mother of Jesus, with his brothers.
进了城就上了住所的一间楼房，在那里有彼得、约翰、雅各、安德烈、菲利、多马、巴多罗买、马太、亚拉菲的儿子雅各奋锐党的西门和雅各的儿子犹大这些人同着几个妇人和耶稣的母亲玛利亚并耶稣的兄弟都同心合意的恒切祷告
So we know that during the time about 120 disciples praying in upper room
所以那时候120个人聚集在室内祷告
So the first group of people who prayed was the apostle
所以第一批祷告的人就是使徒
That is from Peter, James, and John, and Andrew
那就是彼得、约翰、雅各等等
And the second group of people is in verse 14Those are the women, right? The women who've been following our Lord Jesus Christ.
另外一批人就是几个妇人和耶稣的母亲玛利亚，并耶稣的弟兄这些追随耶稣的人。
And the third group of people are Mary, the mother of Jesus, with his brothers.
那其他的就是耶稣的兄弟。
So of course, there's three different kind of groups who pray and want to receive the Holy Spirit.
所以有三种不同的人聚集在一起祷告。
So this for us, we also need to pray.
同样的，我们也需要做如此的祷告。
It doesn't matter who we are.
不管我们的身份如何。
If we're the one that's sent by God with a commission.
我们如果受神的使命来传福音。
We are the one that love to serve God.
那就是或者是我们乐意甘心乐意来侍奉主。
If we are the one that's really close to God.
或者是我们跟主非常的接近。
We all need to pray.
我们都需要祷告。
When we pray together.
我们在一起祷告。
And then truly God will add the numbers to our church.
那么主就会把这个人加添给我们。
Because when we pray together, all of us will receive the power from above.
因为我们如果同心合意的祷告就会同得这个属灵的力量。
And with this power, we can spread the gospel all over the world.
那么有了这样属灵的力量我们才能讲福音传到地极。
You can see that's why in Acts chapter 2, after they received the Holy Spirit, 3,000 people were baptized.
所以我们看到在使徒行传第二章当他们得了圣灵以后3000人受洗。
Why? Because the power of God was with them.
因为神的灵与他们同在。
Because they were filled with the Holy Spirit.
因为他们被圣灵所充满。
But in verse 47, chapter 2, verse 47.
第二章的四十七节这么说。
They say here, praising God and having favor with all the people, and the Lord added to the church daily those who were being saved.
赞美神得众民的喜爱，主将得救的人天天加给他们。
Actually, this is the first time that the Bible said that the Lord have added daily to the church.
这边是头一回。提到说主讲得救的人天天加给他们
Those who are being saved
那些得救的人
So during that time why did God added people to the church?
为什么在那个时代主讲得救的人加添给教会呢
Can we read verse 42?
如果你读42节的话
Chapter 2, verse 42.
我们再读一下第二章42节。
I'm sorry, start from verse 41.
啊，从41节读起。
Then those who gladly received his word were baptized, and that day about 3,000 souls were added to them, verse 42.
42节。
And they continued steadfastly in the apostle doctrine and fellowship, in breaking of bread and in prayers.
那于是领受他话的人就受了洗。那一天，门徒约添了3000人，都恒心遵守使徒教训，彼此交接，擘饼祈祷。
So we know after the 3,000 were baptized.
所以我们知道那一天3000人接受洗礼。
And then verse 42, they say all of them continued steadfast in apostle doctrine.
十二节说都恒心遵守使徒的教训。
So why did God added many numbers to the disciples?
为什么主讲得救的人天天加给他们呢？
Because all 3,000 continued steadfast in apostle doctrine.
十二节讲得很清楚，这3000人都恒心遵守使徒的教训。
So what is the apostle doctrine?
那么什么是使徒的教训呢？
The doctrine of apostles are the teaching of our Lord Jesus Christ.
也就是主耶稣基督的教训。
So for us, truly, we want God to add the number to our church.
我们如果真正要主讲得救的人加添给教会。
We also need to continue to study the word of God.
所以我们要继续不断的来学习基督的话。
Because only the word of God can give us the wisdom to say what we need to say to win soul for Jesus Christ.
只有神的话给我们智慧，我们才知道该如何去传。
But if we use our own worldly wisdom,
我们如果用所谓世界的世俗的智慧，
truly, it's very difficult to win soul.
那就很难来拯救灵魂。
Because even though some of us are very smart, some of us are very smart.
有些人很聪明。
And some of us have very high education.
也有些人受到高等教育。
But we can see it's very difficult to understand a person's soul.
可是我们却不容易来了解一个人。
It's hard to understand people's problem.
我们也很难去理解人的问题。
But if we do not have the word of God in us,
如果我们没有神的话在我们心内，
we can never help those people in need.
我们也就没有办法去帮助那些有需要的人。
We can never win people's heart to come to know Christ.
我们也没有办法能够得人心来归向主。
So that's why during this time, all of them continue steadfast in the apostle doctrine.
所以刚刚我们所读到的，这三千人都恒心遵守使徒的教训。
That's why God added many.To the disciple.
这就是为什么主讲得救的人天天加给他们。
And the second thing they did is they have fellowship in the breaking of bread.
第二点是他们彼此交接擘饼。
Actually, in this breaking of bread, seems like that it's not holy communion.
这边的擘饼指的并不是圣餐。
But rather getting together and have fellowship and having dinner and eating together.
他们在一起团契，享用爱餐。
So this is the way that they develop relationship.To one another.
这就是在彼此之间建立起彼此之间的关系。
You can see in America nowadays, many of us are very busy.
在美国，我们今天大家都很忙碌。
Even though sometimes we can be in the same church for over 10 years.
甚至我们在教会里面超过十年。
But we do not really understand brothers and sisters.
我们却并不了解这个彼此之间的弟兄姐妹。
We do not truly know our brothers and sisters.
我们真正去了解弟兄姐妹们吗？
Why? Because we don't really have the time to have fellowship with one another.
主要是我们没有花时间来团契。
If we do not know one another,
我们如果彼此之间不了解的话，
How can we pray for one another?
那我们怎么样？我们又如何能彼此带到呢？
How can we understand each other's needs?
那我们怎么能够去了解彼此之间的需要呢？
So that's why sometimes as a church,
所以在教会里面
we need to try to have fellowship with one another.
我们需要有这个团契。
And only then we can understand people's heart and understand their problem. Then when we kneel down and pray, we can truly pray for them.
我们才能够了解别人所想的，也能够了解别人所需要的。这样子的话，我们才能够彼此带到。
I see now I've been going to a Sacramento more often than before.
我现在在这个也可以说是比较有多更多的时间在这个实习跟辅导。
Before when I kneel down and pray for the brothers and sisters in Sacramento, it's very superficial.
在这个我以前为这个沙加缅度弟兄们祷告的时候，
because、
我觉得是非常的肤浅。
Because really I do not know them or understand them.
说实在的，我并不了解他们。
But these last several months.
可是在过去的几个月里，
because every time I go there, I spend sleeping in different brothers and sisters' places.
因为我每次去都住在不同的弟兄姐妹们家里。
So we stay up and share with one another.
所以我们就彼此互相的分享。
I share my problems, they share their problems.
他们把他们的问题告诉我们，我把我的问题告诉他们。
So because of this, we develop great relationship.
所以这样子的话，我们建立起良好的关系。
So now when I kneel down and pray,
所以现在我跪下来祷告，
I truly can pray for them.
我也能够为他们祷告。
Because I understand their problems.
因为我了解他们的问题。
I understand their weaknesses.
我知道他们的软弱之处。
So the same thing for us in San Jose.
所以同样的，在圣何西教会的弟兄姐妹们，
if we truly spend more time to have fellowship with one another,
我们如果花时间来彼此团契，
because nowadays it's very difficult.To really get close to one another.
因为在今天我们彼此之间很难接近。
I remember when I talked to one of the pastors.
我曾经跟一个传道提醒。
You say in the olden days, very easy really to speak to brothers and sisters.
在早年比较容易跟弟兄姐妹们来这个交通来交谈。
Especially the younger generation.
尤其是年轻的一代。
As long as they come to church.
只要他们到教会来。
As long as they come to hear the word of God.
只要他们来听这个道理。
So when we talk to them, then very easy to connect.
所以我们跟他们交谈的话就比较很容易能够交通。
But nowadays, very difficult.
可是现在却变成非常的困难。
He said that so many youth have so many problems.
今天的青年有很多的问题。
So even if you try to approach to talk to a certain youth,
甚至你主动的跟他们跟这些青年去谈话。
First, they do not feel comfortable talking to him.
因为他们觉得很不他们觉得很不舒服跟你来谈。
Because they don't want to share all the things with him.
因为他不愿意把这些问题跟这个传道来谈。
Why? Because our life becomes so complicated.
因为我们今天我们的生活变成非常的复杂。
Not too many of us try to go an extra step to develop a relationship with one another.
我们今天也很难再建立起很好的人际关系。
So when their problems arise,
所以当他的问题发生的时候
，when difficult things arise,
当困难发生的时候
，then it's very hard for us to share with one another.
所以我们就非常的困难跟别人来分享。
But if we do not share the difficulties with one another,
如果我们不把自己的困难跟别人来诉说的话
，how can we be strong as a church?
那么教会就怎么能够壮健起来呢
？How can God add new members to our church?
那主又如何能够将得救的人天天加添给我们呢
？First, we ourselves in the church need to be strong.
所以最重要的是教会必须要能够壮健。
And only then that God can add.To new people to our church.
这样主才能够将得救的人天天加添给我们。
So not only they stand fast in the apostle doctrine.
所以他们不但了解，要知道使徒的教训。
Not only they have fellowship with one another.
不单单是要他们有交接擘饼，或者团契。
But also in prayer.
更重要的是
祈祷。So it's very important for them to pray together.
所以更重要的是为他们，是他们要能够在一起祷告。
Because we know prayer really can change the night today.
因为祈祷能够改变。
Prayer can give us really the power to win people's soul.
因为祈祷能给我们力量来拯救灵魂。
That's why every time we have fellowship with one another.
所以当每次我们有团契的时候。
Yes, it's wonderful to eat and share food with one another.
当然弟兄姐妹在一起吃喝是很好的。
Yes, it's wonderful to share each other weakness and each other strength.
当然来彼此来这个分享自己的这个软弱跟缺点是好的。
But if we do not kneel down and pray together.
可是我们如果不跪下来祷告的话。
Then really our heart can never become one.
这样我们的心就不能够连在一起。
Because many of us have different opinions.
我们每个人有很不同的意见。
We all have different ideas.
我们有不同的想法。
Of course, all of us we love God.
我们虽然都很爱主。
But if we do not pray together.
但是我们如果不在一起祷告的话。
Then we cannot work together.
我们就不能够同心合意来侍奉。
Because our heart cannot become one.
因为我们的心就不能连接成为一。
Our heart cannot be in one accord.
我们就不能够同心合意。
So that's why it's so important for us to pray together.
所以在一起祷告是一件非常重要的事情。
Really, sometimes just pick a person to pray with.
有时候我们为某人祷告。
Actually, try to pick a person that really you do not know that person.
可是我并不了解这个人。
You don't feel so close to them.
你就不会感觉到跟他有这么样的这个这么样的接近。
But if you pray with them.
可是我如果跟这个人在一起祷告。
Truly, our love toward them.Feel like it's even more.
那我们对他的爱也就更加深入了。
It seems like for some reason we have the same thought, the same idea, the same way to worship God.
似乎我们能够有个同样的想法，同心在一起祷告。
Why? Because in the spirit we are the same.
因为在灵里面我们是合一的。
Because as long as we fill with the spirit of God.
只要我们被神的灵所充满。
And then we know.God's will.
我们就能够了解神的旨意。
And then it's very difficult for us to argue with one another.
那我们彼此之间就会有我们就不会这么有争论。
So just like a wife and husband.
就好像夫妇一样。
If we kneel down and pray together.
如果他们跪在一起祷告。
Truly, you can see you never argue with your wife or husband.
他们彼此之间的争吵就会减少。
Why? After praying together, the Spirit of God truly will bring us in one accord.
因为经过祷告以后，神的灵就把我们合而为一。
Look at verse 43.
我们接着看《使徒行传》的第
Chapter 2, verse 43.
第二章四十三节。
Say then fear came upon every soul, and many wonders and signs were done through the apostles. Verse 44.
四十四节。
Now all who believe were together, and all have things in common. Verse 45.
四十五。
And sold their possession and goods and divided them among all, as anyone had needed.
众人都惧怕，使徒又行了许多的许多奇事神迹，信的人都在一处，凡物共用， 并且卖了田产家业，照个人所需用的分给个人。
Say during that time, every soul with fear came upon them.
在当时，每个人都惧怕。
Why? Because many wonders and signs were done through the apostle.
因为使徒行了很多的神迹奇事。
And those who believed all in one accord.
所以信的人都在一处。
Why? Because during that time they had fellowship with one another.
因为那个时候他们彼此之间有团契。
During that time they studied the word of God with one another.
那个时候他们学习，他们同心合意来学习
神的话语。During that time they prayed with one another.
他们这个同心合意的祷告。
So because of this, their heart is in one accord.
因为这个缘故，他们的心他们是同心合意的。
Imagine during that time, 3,000 over 3,000 people work as one man.
我们想想看，在当时3000人是那么样的合而为一。
How can God not be pleased?
那么当然这样的做法是得到神的喜悦。
I'm sure God was very pleased.
当然神是会觉得很喜悦。
That's why they performed many wonders and signs.
所以他们也因此行了很多的神迹奇事。
And in verse 46 says, so continually dearly with one accord in the temple and breaking bread from house to house, they ate their food with gladness and simplicity of heart, verse 47.
47节。
Praising God and having favor with all the people, and the Lord added to the church daily those who were being saved.
46节，他们天天同心合意。恒切的在殿里，借着家中擘饼，存着欢喜诚实的心用饭，赞美神，得众民的喜爱，主讲得救的人天天加给他们。
Actually, in verse 46, they stress so continually daily.
这边提到说，天天同心合意，恒切的在殿里。
So this means they do not get together, pray together, read the Bible together only one day, two days, but rather.Always together.
这边提到说，他们并不是只有一两天在一起团契，在一起祷告，而是天天同心合意的在殿里。
During the time they say they went to the temple in one accord.
这边说他们同心合意的到圣殿去。
Of course, we all want to come to church and worship God.
我们每个人都愿意到教会里面来敬拜神。
But you can see a lot of time, not too many people come to church.
可是我们发现到，并不是很多人愿意到教会来。
So because of this, our heart is really not connected.
因为这个缘故，我们的心就不容易连接在一起。
Why? Because we do not have the word of God in us.
因为我们没有神的话在我们心
内。We do not have the spirit of God in us.
我们也没有神的灵在我们心内。
So because of this, we cannot break in bread, right? We cannot break bread with one another with the gladness and simplicity of heart.
这个样子，我没有办法在家中擘饼，存着欢喜、诚实的心用饭。
I actually praise and thank God every time I have fellowship with a sister on Thursday.
感谢神，我最近因为有机会参加姐妹团契的聚会。
Really, we have so much fun together.
我们大家一起有这样美好的这个光景和喜乐。
We pray together.
我们在一起祷告。
We study the word of God together.
我们学习神的话语。
And after that, when we eat lunch.
之后我们有这个爱餐。
Really, you can see many brothers and sisters just really very rejoicing and very happy.
所以我们看到弟兄姐妹们真正在这个心内有如此的喜悦。
And this is very important in our faith.
这对我们的信心是有很大的造就。
If we come to church, we are so joyful, we are so happy, we always want to come back to church.
我们如果来教会有着存着喜乐的心，那么我们就也愿意常常到教会来。
So only then that we truly live a life to praise God.
那么我们也才能够诚实的真正的来赞美神。
And verse 47 says, having favor with all the people.
实际说赞美神。得众民的喜爱。
Actually, it's very difficult to have favor with all the people.
这边提到说得众民的喜爱，其实是不容易的。
Sometimes people like us, and sometimes people do not like us.
有时候人家喜欢我们，有时候人家就不喜欢我们。
And this is part of life.
这就是我们生命中的
一部分。Because we do not expect everyone to love us or like us.
我们不能希望每个人都喜欢我们。
But it says here in verse 47, and having favor with all the people.
这边提到说得众民的喜爱。
Why? Because during that time they work in one accord.
因为在那个时候他们同心合意的来侍奉。
During that time they worship God in one accord.
他们同心合意的来敬拜神。
So the power of God manifests in them.
所以神的灵彰显在他们当中。
So every one of them, their heart is just like our Lord Jesus Christ.
所以他们的心就像主耶稣基督的心一样。
That's why many people have look at them and have favor with them.
所以每个人都能感受到这个神的爱。
That's why God added to the church deal.
这就是为什么主讲得救的人天天加给他们。同样的。
We have a goal to meet.
我们有一个目标要完成。
And that goal for us to truly work close with one another.
这个目标就是我们要同心合意的一起侍奉。
Only when we all work in one accord that the power of God will manifest in us.
也只有我们同心合意的在一起侍奉，神的力量才能够彰显。
Why? Because as one body,
因为我们是一体的。
We need to be able to coordinate and work together.
我们要必须能够连接的好，同时来一起来侍奉。
Just imagine if my brain wanted to tell my hand to pick up this book.
假设我的脑子叫我的手去拿起一本书。
But for some reason or another, but my hand does not want to pick up this book.
不晓什么缘故，我的手却拒绝服从命令。
Of course, this will cause a chaos.
当然，这就会造成问题。
So the same thing in church when we try to work one another to accomplish the will of God.
所以，同样在教会里面，我们要同心合意的来完成主的工作。
The body need to be knitted together and work together, just like one accord.
所以，身体上的各个肢体必须要能够协调的很好。
And only then, truly God will add to our church.
也只有这样子，主才会将得救的人加给我们。
Listen to chapter 6, verse 7.
我们看一下《使徒行传》第六章。
Acts chapter 6 verse 7。
《使徒行传》第六章 verse 7, 第七节。
Yes. Then the word of God spread and the number of the disciples multiplied greatly in Jerusalem.
神的道兴旺起来，在耶路撒冷门徒数目加增的甚多，也有许多祭司信从了这道。
So during the time, the word of God spread and the number of disciples multiplied greatly.
这边提到说，神的道兴旺起来，在耶路撒冷门徒的数目也加增了很多。
This is the second time that God have added many other disciples.To the church.
这是第二次我们看到神讲门徒的这个数目加增。
So during this time, why did God add it to the church?
在这个时候，为什么神讲这个得救的人加添给他们呢？
We know that during this time, we know that the Hellenists they had complained against the Hebrews.
那时候我们知道这个犹太人他们受到攻击。
Because some of them were neglected from daily distribution.
因为有说希腊话的犹太人向希伯来人发怨言。
So during that time, the apostle need to come with a solution.
所以那个时候门徒就要提出一个解决的办法，就是解决这个供给上的问题。
They themselves cannot serve table, but rather they need to go out and preach the gospel.
因为他们不能来这个管理饭食，他们不应该去管理饭食的事情，而要花时间去传福音。
So during the time they chose 7 men who filled with good reputation and filled with the Holy Spirit.
所以他们就选出七个有好名声、被圣灵充满、智慧充足的人。
So because of this, the Lord added many numbers to the church.
因为这个缘故，神将得救的人加添给他们。
So the first problem that the book of the church in the book of Acts came upon is administration.
所以这边第二点所提到的话，就是点到这个教会的管理。
Why? Because during a time, if you serve the table, if some people do not get their food, things like that will cause a lot of problems.
那时候因为饮食的事情，如果不公平的来处理，就会发生很多问题。
But with the wisdom of God, the apostle fixed the problem right away.
在门徒使徒因为有神的智慧，所以就把这个问题解决了。
So because of this, God added to the number.
因为这个缘故，神将得救的人数加添。
So in church also, when it comes to administration, we also need to have a way to, to be able to satisfy everybody.
所以教会在管理的工作上也要设法能够使每个人得到这个满意。
This means we cannot neglect anybody.
所以这个因为这个缘故，我们不能忽略任何人。
But at the same time, we need to work together.
同样的，我们也在同时要同心同时我们需要合一的工作。
I see in San Jose we have many manpower.
在圣何西我们有很多的这个人力。
Maybe not manpower, people power.
我们有很多的人力。
Because when we have people power, we can really, we work together, our church will really gonna grow.
我们如果能够善于利用人事的话，那么教会的工作就能兴旺起来。
But actually the same, every time I come to church, I always see the same people doing the same thing.
所以，但是我每次到教会里面，都是看见几个同样的面孔在工作。
So this means we have not distributed the administration work in the right way.
这就是我们教会工作上的分配很不平均。
So maybe many of us also are not willing to do this kind of work.
也许有些人还不心甘情愿的来侍奉。
That's why if we can play the piano.If we can play the piano,
如果你能够诗琴的话
，we should volunteer to play the piano.
我们就要自愿来诗琴。
If we know how to translate, we should volunteer to translate.
你如果能够翻译的话，就要自愿来翻译。
If we like to clean the chapel, we should volunteer to clean the chapel.
你如果愿意来这个清扫会堂的话，那就应该自愿来清扫。
We cannot depend only the same people every single week, day in and day out.Do exactly the same thing.
可是我们看到是同样的一批人昼夜的做同样的工，做这些工作。
Why? Because there's so many of us here.
那么教会有这么多的人在干什么呢
？Praise and thank God and Pacifica Church.
很感谢主在太平洋教会。
Once a month they clean the whole church.
每一个月他们都打扫会堂。
So before, not too many people stay behind and clean the church.
在过去并不是有很多人那么留下来清扫会堂。
So it takes so much time.
那么因为这样子的话就花很多的时间。
Because the church is big, it's only 3-4 people stay there and clean, so it takes so long.
教会很大，只有三四个人来工作，那么就速度会很缓慢。
But praise and thank God right now.
可是感谢神。
Many people stay behind to clean the church.
那么有很多人留下来一起清理会堂。
Since I've been in Pacific Church over 2 years, this is the cleanest I ever see.
那么我在这个太平洋教会差不多两年，这第一次我看见教会如此的干净。
Before when we used to go to the bathroom, used to smell very bad.
以前我到厕所去就闻到这个就气味难闻。
Before we never know why it's always smelling, right?
过去我们不知道为什么臭气熏天。
But if you really look at right the bathroom and you see, oh, there's so many mold and stuff there before. Maybe you've been there for years. We don't even know.
好，我们过去教会里面因为潮湿的缘故，找了很多的台这个显台。
But now they clean every single thing.
现在他们把这个教会整个清扫得很
干净。So the bathroom is spotless.
所以今天的这个厕所就非常的干净。
And it doesn't smell bad like before.
也就再没有味道了。
But it takes them only a short time to clean all this area.
因为大家同心合意在一起做，所以花的时间就很少。
Why? Because many people stay behind to help out.
主要是因为很多人留下来帮忙清扫。
So for us in San Jose Church the same way.
所以同样的，在圣何西教会，我们也要如此发挥这样的精神。
Why? Because when we work for God, when we serve God, we never do in vain.
我们在主的侍奉上是永远不会落空的。
Because God will bless us.
因为神会祝福我们。
He said we are store and treasure in heaven.
我们就可以积财宝在天上。
Only that every task in church that we can be able to work together, and then truly God will add to our church.
只有大家都同心合意的来侍奉，神才会将这个人数加添给我们。
Let's turn to chapter 9.
我们再接着看《使徒行传》第九章。
Chapter 9, verse 31.
第三十一节。
Acts chapter 9, verse 31.
第九章三十一节。
Then the church throughout all Judea, Galilee, and Samaria had peace and were edified, and walking in the fear of the Lord and in the comfort of the Holy Spirit, they were multiplied.
那时犹太、加利利、撒玛利亚各处教会都得平安，被建立。凡事敬畏主，蒙圣灵的安慰，人数就增多了。
This is the third time that God said the church have multiplied.
这是第三处记载到人数增多。
So why did they multiply during that time?
为什么在那个时候人数就增多了呢？
Actually, we read on verse 26.
我们如果读第二十六节。
And when Saul had come to Jerusalem, he tried to join the disciple, but they were all afraid of him and do not believe that he was a disciple. Verse 27.
二十七节。
But Barnabas took him and brought him to the apostle, and he declared to them how he had seen the Lord on the road and that he had spoken to him, and how he had preached boldly in Damascus in the name of Jesus. Verse 28.
28节。
So he was in the name of, so he was with them at Jerusalem, coming in and going out, verse 29.
29节。
And he spoke boldly in the name of the Lord Jesus and disputed against the Hellenists, but they attempted to kill him, verse 30.
30节。
When the brethren found out, they brought him down to Caesarea and sent him out to Tarsus. So we can see verse 26 to verse 30 talking about Paul, who was just witnessed a great miracle on his way to Damascus.
这边二十六节三十提到说保罗在往大马士路上所看到的异象。
So during this time, Paul thought the only thing for him to do is come to Jerusalem and join the disciple and to preach the gospel with them.
所以保罗认为说他应该到耶路撒冷跟门徒在一起去传福音。
Why? Because during that time, God already told by the mouth of Ananias that Paul will be the disciple of the Gentile.
因为那时候他们已经被亚拿尼亚所告知说保罗要成为门徒使徒来传福音。
So that's why during the time verse 29 when he come to Jerusalem, he said, and he spoke boldly in the name of the Lord Jesus.
所以二十九节说奉主的名放胆传道。
But even though he spoke boldly, but they attempted to kill him.
可是虽然他放胆传道，他们却想法子要杀他。
So if they attempted to kill him, this means he has a lot of problem within the church.
如果他们想杀他的话，那教会里面就有很多的问题。
But during that time, what did they do?
那么当时弟兄们怎么做呢？
What did the disciple, the other apostle do?
那么别的这个门徒怎么做呢？
Actually, in verse 30, say when the brethren found out, they brought him down to Caesarea and sent him out of Tarsus.
弟兄们知道了，就送他下凯撒利亚，打发他往大树去。
Actually, during that time, they just sent Paul home.
也就是说那个时候他们把保罗送回家去了。
During that time, I can't imagine what Paul is feeling inside his heart.
那时候我实在很难想象保罗心中是怎么想的。
He must be feeling, how can they send me home?
他一定想说他们怎么可以把我送回家去呢？
I'm the chosen one of God.
我是被主所拣选的。
And I need to preach the gospel.
我需要传福音。
But actually, Paul did not say that.
但是保罗什么都没有说。
Paul, he just followed them, then he sent them back home to Caesarea.
保罗只就是跟着他们，跟随他们，一直到回到自己的家乡去。
Even though Paul, he knows he's a person who is full of knowledge.
啊，保罗虽然知道自己是大有智慧，大有知识。
But during that time, he know, even though he's full of knowledge, but during that time, he caused some problems to all the brethren in church.
啊，可是因为他的知识，却引起教会里面很大的困扰。
That's why they need to send him out.
所以他们就必须要把保罗送走。
So what happened when they sent him out to his own home?
啊，那么他们把保罗送回家去以后又怎么了呢？
And then in verse 31 it said, then the churches throughout all Judea, Galilee and Samaria had peace and were edified.
那是犹太、加利利、撒玛利亚各处教会都得平安，被建立，凡事敬畏主，蒙圣灵的安慰，人数就增多了。
Imagine that after they sent Paul home.
啊，我们想想看，当保罗被送啊被打发回家以后，
送回家去以后 ，all the churches had peace.
那所有的教会都得平安。
All the churches were edified.
所有的人都得到造就。
And then what? And then, the disciple will multiply.
那么人数就增多了。
So for us, we also need to think about this concept.
我们也要有这样的理解。
Actually, during that time, Paul, even though God had chosen us, but he was a problem maker.
在那个时候，虽然保罗蒙神拣选，可是他是一个问题的制造者。
He should never went to go to Jerusalem.
他是不应该去耶路撒冷。
Because God tell him already not to go to Jerusalem because they're gonna try to kill him.
神跟保罗说，叫他不要去耶路撒冷，会遭到人的这个伤害。
So likewise, for some time we need to think about ourselves.
所以我们有时候也要自己反省一下。
Are we the one that causing problem in church?
我们是不是在教会里面制造问题呢
？Even though sometimes we are right.
甚至我们的想法是对的。
Actually, Paul did not do anything wrong.
我们从圣经上看，保罗并没有做错什么事情。
He spoke boldly in Jerusalem.
他非是在这个耶路撒冷放胆的传道。
He spoke boldly in the name of Jesus Christ.
他奉耶稣圣名放胆的说话。
Of course, he disputed against the Hellenists.
但是他跟这个说希腊的犹太人辩论。
This means he stick up for the gospel.
他的目的也是为了要传福音。
It seemed like he didn't do anything wrong.
从表面上看，他并没有做错任何事情。
But even though he did not do anything wrong, but he caused many problems during the time of Jerusalem.
可是在当时在耶路撒冷，他却制造了很多问题。
So for us, sometimes we need to step back when we do in holy work for God.
所以有时候在传福音的时候，我们要需要退下来，退后一步。
Sometimes even though we are right.
甚至我们都是对的。
Even though we are right, we cause problem among brothers and sisters.
我们虽然是对的，可是在弟兄姐妹之间却制造了很多问题。
And we think about our opinion or ideas.
我们就需要退一步来思考一下我的想法跟做法。
But also we look from the apostle side.
我们从这个门徒的观点来看。
If some people cause problem in the church.
我们从使徒的观点来看，如果有的教会里面制造了问题，
we also need to find a way to deal with them.
我们需要想出办法来解决。
Why? Because when people cause problems in church, it's never God's will.
如果一个人在教会里制造问题的时候，那绝对不是神的旨意。
Just with in Paul's example, they sent him back home.
所以像保罗这个例子，他们就把他送回家去了。
That's why nowadays, too, we need to follow God's will.
不错，我们要随着神的旨意。
Actually, nowadays in church, not only that we fall short from God's glory, but also we have many people causing problems.
我们在今天在教会里面有很多的人制造问题。
But because of this problem, then cause many other problems to come in our church.
因为这样的缘故，那么教会里面就产生了很多的事端。
But of course, some problems never easy to deal with.
当然，有很多的问题并不是这么容易能够解决。
But nevertheless, we need to pray to God and find the wisdom from God.
重要的是，我们要向神祷告，求神来帮我们解决。
So God can guide us and allow us to do according to His will.
那么神就能够带领我们照他的旨意来完成。
And only then we can have peace among one another.
也就这样子，我们才能够彼此之间有得有平安。
And only then when we come to church, we can be edified among one another.
也因为只有这样子，我们到教会里面来才能够得到造就。
And only then that the peace of God will come upon us.
那么也只有这样子。神的平安才会临到。
And only then, truly God will multiply the church.
也因为如此，那么人数就增多了。
So may God continue to help us.
愿主继续帮助我们。
Because in a couple of weeks we will have a spiritual convocation.
我们在两个星期以后就会有灵恩会。
Maybe we have the wisdom to follow God's will and God's way.
愿神给我们智慧，能够来遵循他的旨意。
And only then, God will truly add many people to our church.
也只有这个样子，神才会将人数加添。
Let's sing hymn 397.
请唱诗390。
Stand and pray together.
我们要同心合意跪下祷告。
We continue to pray for the outreach and pastoral work in Northern California.
我们继续为北加州的工作来祷告。
And also we continue to pray for the upcoming spiritual convocation in Pacifica and also in San Jose.
我们也为将在圣何西在太平洋教会跟圣何西教会所举开的灵恩布道会祷告。
And we also pray for those brothers and sisters who are weak in faith.
我们也为那些灵性软弱的弟兄姐妹们祷告。
And we also pray for brothers and sisters who are weak physically.
我们也为那些身体软弱的弟兄姐妹们祷告。
We ask that God continue to guide every one of us.
愿主继续带领每一位。
And always give us a fervent heart to continue to serve Him.
求主给我们一颗火热的心来侍奉他。
So God can add many numbers and soul to our church.
这样子主才会讲人加点给教会。
Please kneel down and pray.
让同学一跪下祷告。